Welcome, and thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church audio podcast. We're glad you're joining us today. If you would like to learn more about our church, please check out our website at r4sq.org. Now stay tuned for today's message. Enjoy, and God bless.
Many ploys to keep you unreliable and unstable as much as possible. All the while, the Lord desires to bring the very opposite into your life. He wants you to be stable, consistent, established in the faith. Listen, you all, it's time to get off the roller coaster. What roller coaster? The emotional roller coaster. It's time to get off of it. Stop riding that ride, man. Amen. God wants you to be stress-free, carefree. Amen. It's time to get off of it. In a world where everything is so unreliable, the people in your life should be able to see you and see what resembles stability, consistency. So open your hearts to the power of God this morning. This message will change your life forever. Repeat after me. Father God, I thank you for your love for me. I open my heart to you this morning. I need you to comfort me. I need you to correct me. I need you to encourage me by your spirit. I give you permission to change me this morning. I need you and the information that you're trying to transfer to me. So I yield to you, Father, in every area of my life, in areas of emotions. I yield to you. In areas of my mind, I yield to you. In areas of my will, I totally yield to you. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Scripture says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is never in vain in the Lord. All right. First point we're going to go through this morning. In order to get stable, a restart or a refresh is required. To be born again is a process that happens with the individuals that cause them to end their existing life and start to begin to trust Christ for their next. And so as we see that term, born again, it can also be referenced to you to start life again, to get a second chance or a third chance for some of y'all, or a fourth chance for some, to start life again, to begin again. And it's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. As we hear the gospel and yield ourselves to him, this is a chance to start over from your previous choices. Amen. There is another chance for you to start operating differently. This new start is not so you can make the same mistakes over again. This new start is so you can make different choices for your life. All right? And if we're going to be stable, consistent, reliable, sometimes it takes starting over. And that's not a bad thing. It can be a good thing if we're choosing to make different choices this time. If we're looking for another option, another way from what you previously did. Amen. So, stability, in order for be stable in your life, there sometimes we have to make different choices. I mean, that's almost guaranteed. If you want something different, you have to do something different, right? Amen. Amen. You have the opportunity to start life again. This is wonderful. Amen. And it's okay to start over in Christ. A lot of times we can't move forward in Christ because of our past choices. and our previous option that we hooked to. And sometimes, have you ever experienced this? You moving forward, you think you made this choice to start following Jesus, and then all of a sudden, you can't move forward. Why? Because I believe our past is holding us. Your past will always draw you back to it. When you start talking about moving forward or any decision that you start talking about doing, the opposition of life will come and try you. You can make a decision today that you will not eat chocolate another day in your life. And guess what's going to happen? Oh, potluck. They're going to have a potluck next week. Next week on your job and say, or somebody going, oh, something came to me. It go a chocolate cake. Amen. It's called the opposition of life. You decide to move in a new direction in life, and life come and pulls you and says, are you sure about that? Or you meet a person from your past that all of a sudden they just showed up. Hey, oh, I ain't seen you in a long time. And guess what? It's trying to get you back into that state that you was in. And guess what we got to do? We have to learn how to cut those ties from our past. Now, this might not feel too good. Amen. But it must be done if you want to be stable. If you want to start getting different results for your life. Amen. This has to be done. When you're moving forward in life, they're going to try to pull from you. Not just they, but your mindset. When stuff happened, when I was in the world, if I got pulled over by the police, it's time to go get me a blunt and start drinking or something. Because I got to go, have y'all heard this? Calm my nerves. Everybody's been there. But Jesus want to calm your nerves today. It's no longer going to the bottle to get that nerves calmed, right? I got to run to Jesus. I got to start drinking and smoking Jesus, right? I got to start feeding on my master to calm my nerves. Jesus has to be better. Like, he has to be better if we look to him. Amen? If we look to him, praise the Lord. Philippians 3:13 says, brethren, I do not count myself to apprehend it, but one thing I do is forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward and pressing to the things which are ahead. And when you start talking about reaching forward, it's going to be some things that you're going to have to forget. And this must, you must be an expert at this. You must learn this to gain stability in your life. Because we don't want the seesaw life. One day you're up and one day you're down. Amen. We want stability. Even in our emotions, stability in our mind, stability in our choices. Amen. One day we choose Jesus, and the next day we choosing something else. Say it ain't so, saints. Amen. Say, I want stability in my life. Amen. One day I want to, what if I did my wife like that? Many people go through this. You know, we married, and one day I'm saying, baby, I'm so glad I'm married to you. I'm through with you, and the next week I'm through with you. Amen. That's called an emotional roller coaster right there. You're the best ever. I hate your guts. The next week. That's not how life is, you all. If that's become normal to you, that has to change. Jesus has to change you. Amen. Allow him to change you. I mean, I deal with a lot of people, so I love people. That causes me to get involved with a lot of people's lives. Amen. And I open up myself. Because how can you give them truth? How can you help somebody if you don't open yourself up to them? Amen. To where they're comfortable, not where you're comfortable, because I can correct and tell you what's wrong all day long. But until we wait till they are comfortable, then we give, amen, to that correction. But I remember opening myself up, and I hear, I had this one guy in my life consistently, and he always talking about his girl. He say, man, she ain't nothing, man. She don't never be there for me. I pay all the bills. She cuss me out, and she not there. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, man, we going to work it out. And then the next week, man, forget her, man. I'm through with her. Now, let me add this. Years go by and I'm still hearing it. No, years. Years. So one day I finally realized. He came to me one time and he, man, I'm tired of her. It's over. I said, bro, stop lying. I said, man, you like this stuff. Why? Because we have choice. This ain't even your wife. Now, I can see if this was your wife. Or this somebody you was obligated to now love and show Jesus love to. But you have the choice. And it's just a roller coaster. And you know what? I was riding that roller coaster because I was like, man, yeah, go ahead and work it out, man. You know, get married. Next day, it's over. I'm like, wow, I'm riding the roller coaster with them. I'm like, you live this all the time? I can't live like that, amen? Then he says here, let's go to the scripture. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. We must practice that. Because once you start moving forward, life gonna pull on you. Amen. So let's go to the next point. Choose something or someone reliable to be attached to or fixed to. In order for you to start building a stability in your life, you must start being attached to something fixed or stable or consistent and reliable. All right? Matthew 24, verse 35 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. All right? In order to start gaining control of your life, it is imperative that you find something solid and fixed to. God's word is indeed that. Question, what evidence can we go by today to see if God's word is stable or consistent? What evidence can we go by today that we can see? Think about it. It's creation. The Bible says God stood on the corner of nothing and nowhere and said, let there be light. It's still shining. It's still shining today. God said, let there be seasons. The seasons are still coming and going. That shows you consistency. That shows you reliability. All right? So if God's word is stable, solid, what should your life be founded on? God's word. You should start trusting in something that's reliable. This is how you start becoming stable. This is how you start becoming solid, fixed, immovable. Amen? Because God's word is reliable. And the visible evidence is creation. You should be able to go outside and look at the sun and say, oh, Lord, I got to start trusting the word. Why? Because that sun's still shining. His word never comes back to him void. It always accomplished what it was sent to do. God never say one thing and do another. If he said it, he do it. Amen. This is a sure sign of stability. So we have to become that. If we say we're going to do something, we do it. I have to keep my word. If I said I was going to come over your house at 5:30, I'm coming. You should be able to, and many people rely on me because I'm reliable. If I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. What about you? If you said you're going to do it, do it. Why? Because my Heavenly Father is like this. Amen. He's not inconsistent. I wouldn't even serve him if he was inconsistent. I couldn't trust a God that didn't say what he said he gonna do. Amen. You can't trust me if I didn't say what I said and didn't do it. Amen. There's nothing more frustrating than relying on someone that's unreliable. Amen. So in order for stability to start taking place in our life, there has to be a decision for us to start becoming reliable. In order for that to happen, you have to start trusting in something reliable. You have to fix your life on something reliable. Amen. Rest on something reliable that's stable. Let it not be so as Christians that we don't keep our word. Let it not be so. We have to keep our word as Christians. Amen. And if you can't keep your word, and if you notice that you can't, you never on time, you can't keep your word, you say one thing and do another, ask God to help you with these inconsistencies. Amen. It's actually evidence that we're not like him in areas. When we could just loosely say something and don't keep it. That's evidence that we need to trust the Lord. Amen. Point three, just do it. Matthew 7, verse 24 through 27. Now this is where we're going to rest at. Now I'll be reading in the NIV. On the screen is the ESV. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down and the streams rolled and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it was founded, or it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rolled, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was the crash. How do we realize that we need Jesus' words? Well, every time a storm comes, our house crashed. How many of y'all used to that? Or have seen that? Me, I have. My house has crashed plenty of times, praise God. And guess what that's evidence of? It's not founded on a rock. What is the rock? As we read here in Jesus, in this scripture, Jesus said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and puts them into practice. So there's something we're missing that we're not practicing is why our house is falling. We should realize that. Amen. I'm not talking about making a mistake. I'm talking about living in something consistently. Your house is falling. Why is that? All right? It's something we're missing because he says here, if you hear my sayings, put them into practice. He said, you're wise. The rain gonna come, the wind gonna blow, you're gonna go through stuff. You probably go through more than others. The wind's going to come, the flood's going to rise, but your house won't fall. Why? Because you was founded on the rock. So what does that look like in real life? What does your house not falling looks like? Amen. Well, Jesus' words is supposed to keep you grounded. This is why I'm pointing you to rely on something that's reliable. All right. So if I honor my wife like the scriptures tells me to do, if I honor my wife and he tell me to love my wife like Christ loved the church, then he gave me a new commandment to love one another as I have loved you. He's given me a new commandment in John 13:34, and I have that commandment within my heart. Those words is pressing me to live in a behavior that I wouldn't normally live if I didn't have those commands. So if he gave me the new commandment to love you and love my wife, just like he loved me, those words gonna keep me founded. So what does that look like? Well, we see that how did God love me? He told me to love her. So I have to realize, okay, how did God love me? You know, well, he didn't wait on me to say I was sorry before he loved me, did he? The Bible says, while we was yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. So in real time, we could have got into a spat. How many of y'all got in spats before? Me. We could have gotten into a spat. And then 2 weeks later, that same spat want to come up. The same spat want to come up 2 weeks later. So what does loving my wife looks like now in real time? No, we're not talking about that. Why? Because once you get forgiveness, Once I forgive her and love her like Jesus loved me, do God ever bring my sin up? Do he ever say, you know what you did last week? Oh, you want to come pray to me now, huh? Oh, you want to come, you want me to supply all your needs, but do you remember what you did last week? I tell you what, let me just hold off for a second. I got to go have a meeting with the 24 elders right quick, and we'll come back to that prayer next week. Let me go talk to Peter Neal. Tell them. Do that sound like my God? No, that more sound like us, right? But we're making adjustments to become like him, right? So these behaviors have to be transferred in real time. All right? So when something come up that I said I forgave 2 weeks ago, I have to resist it and fight, say, no, no, no. No, 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 I'm not going to talk about that. I forgave her. So guess what? The emotions are there. Everything is flaring just like it was 2 weeks ago. But Jesus' words come up in you and found you on a rock. And guess what? You don't crash and fall and go off and snap about something that happened 2 weeks ago. Because his word is what you found it on. He said, love one another as I love you. He said these things. So them words are supposed to be able to convict you and constrain you from moving into a behavior that's been normal and that's been on there. That roller coaster. Let's get off. Let's get off and get on God's word. And what he said is supposed to be important. Jesus said, those who hears these sayings of mine and practice. What does practice represent? It's something that you do even though you don't know how to do it. Even though you might be struggling in it. Practice means to start a behavior that's unfamiliar to you. And practice allows you to mess up. Think about it. Whenever you're practicing, it makes room for mess up. As long as you're moving forward and learning what's required to become what you're practicing, right? So we're not saying that you're perfect, but what are you doing? These brothers, these sisters, they did a wonderful job, didn't they? Give them a hand. Woo, my brother. I love that stuff. We give God the glory. I know you do. But they done put some time in. Even though they're going to give everything they do to the Lord, you know they done spent time together, right? They done practice, right? We're going to give it to God, all right? So what does practicing require? It requires time. The most precious commodity on the face of the planet. It requires time, right? Jesus said, those who hear these sayings of mine and conjunction puts them into practice, you'll be founded on the rock. Then he said, those who just hear these sayings of mine and don't put them into practice, it's going to be crashes, continual crashes on a continual basis. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he must, in order for us to become stable, consistent, reliable, and I can't blame my wife for me crashing. Why? Because Jesus told me, all right, to love. I can't blame her. I can't blame nobody for me crashing. Why? Because Jesus is my Lord and you ain't. You didn't die for me. Jesus did. Amen. My allegiance is to Jesus and not to you. I can't give you permission for me sinning. The sin that's committed is so good. Listen to this, you all. Just what you want to say. Okay. The sin that's committed to you shouldn't produce sin in you. It shouldn't produce sin coming out at you. Amen. So now you can take that word and say, okay, how many times when sin was done to me did I respond in sin? Wow, Lord Jesus, teach me then. Lord, show me how not to do that no more. Show me how not to rely on them and think of them that much that I can sin easily right back at them. Because most people think it's okay to go into these areas. Amen? Inconsistency has become normal in the church, but it isn't supposed to be. Why? Jesus said you will be like a rock. That's why it ain't supposed to be normal. Not because pastor messed up, not because of anything else. Jesus said you will be like a rock. That's why. Amen? Amen? Not because you messed up 20,000 times and that's just become normal. Amen? So we have to allow Jesus' words to come in and make us rocks, make us founded on the rock. That's what Jesus said. He said, what's the rock? Those who hear these sayings of mine and do them, you'll be founded on the rock. If you don't, then your house gonna crash. And when my house crashed, I say, Lord, you got to show me. You got to teach me. I don't want to keep busting my head. Amen? People are supposed to see you and see consistency and see reliability. Amen? Don't never let that become okay. Always pressing forward to become what God called you to be. Never let it be okay that failure stay in your life. Amen? The fourth point. Don't be double-minded. James 1:8. If you want to start becoming stable and consistent, it's so important that we let go of the behaviors of being double-minded. Amen? James 1:8, Amplified, says, being a double-minded man, unstable and restless in all his ways, in everything he thinks, feels, and decides. The Bible says you are unstable when you're double-minded. All right? My life was a wreck before Christ. Being double-minded is being able to be two ways. You're one way at church and another way at home. All right, one way at work and another way at home. We love more people. This is what Jesus taught me. Don't let it be said that you serve your pastor more than you serve your wife. It's what Jesus taught me. How are we going to run for the first lady and then get at home? Your wife asks you to take out trash. You say, "Arr." That ain't supposed to be. Amen. That ain't supposed to be. That we do everything everywhere else, at work, at church, and then we come home and we don't even serve our family like we're supposed to. That's a double-minded man. That's an unstable man or person. You were destined to be stable in your mind, in your emotions, and your choices. But because of this major problem that many suffer from, many believers, life resemble a roller coaster. Ups and downs and all around is very normal for many. This normality can change, and a normal life of stability can be established. Once you decide to start this, it's imperative to stay the course. Don't stop. Amen. The temptation to be double-minded will always be one of the biggest tests. To say you want change but not willing to do what Jesus commands you to do is one of the biggest deceptions that can never be okay in gaining stability. We are here to help and assist, and we can't do it for you. Amen. The choice has to be yours, but you can choose. One of the biggest lies that the Lord has revealed to me here lately is the power to choose. There's the delusion going around from the enemy that I realized by the Spirit. And this is so powerful. Listen to this. The enemy makes you feel like you have no choice. The enemy want to take away your choice. He want to take it away. And he makes you feel like you got to snap and go off. You got to worry. You got to care. You got to be troubled in your heart. You can't help but whatever. We just can't help it. We just can't help it. That's a lie from the enemy. You still have choice. You still have the ability to choose. Why? If you can reject God Almighty, I said Almighty. If you can reject him with your will, you can reject anything. Why? We're talking about God Almighty. Almighty. All power. If you can choose not to do what he say, you can choose not to do what anything telling you. It's a delusion. The delusion is, I got to. That's a lie. You don't have to. You don't have to. You can choose to obey God if you want to. And the real question is, why do we don't want to? Excuse me. Why is there in us the option not to do what God said? Or to do what we want and to just do, just keep doing what we want? That's power that you can do to the devil. And you don't have to. You know, that's the delusion. You just got to. I just can't help it. It's just human nature. It's just so easy for us. No, you don't have to. That's a lie. That's a lie from the enemy. Amen. These things must be as they always been. Oh, this is a good one. It says, it's always been like this. And he make you feel like this is how it's always been. It's always going to be like this, and that's the enemy. That's nothing more further from the truth. Yes, Satan convinces you to give up your ability to choose. You can sit and take and never put up a fight. And that's what he wants. He wants you to just settle and never fight, to press into God and choose him. He wants you to just settle and say, this is how it is. This is just the way I am. How many of you said that? No, you can change. Jesus can change you. He can give you another perception. It don't have to be the way it's always been. Who told you that? Where does this come from? It didn't come from Jesus. It didn't come from Jesus. It don't have to be the way it's been all your life. Amen? You have the power to choose. Amen? And you can stay the course. Because many of us start and don't finish. We say we're going to do things, and then life pulls us, temptation comes, the trials and troubles of the world come, and then take out the word and get us to make another choice and change our minds and make another decision. No, what has God told you to do? Amen. Because I'm not obligated. I can't live that type of life with my master. He's done too much for me. He's took all my sins away. I'm not going to hell no more. I can't do my master like that. He loved me too much to do him like that. I can't treat him like I just treat some normal person or like my daddy or my mom and them treated me. I can't treat the master like that. He loved me too much. He took all my sins away. Why would I say no to him? He saved me from the pits of hell. And he continued to save me in my life. He so much done changed me, man. I came off them streets, man. And he so much done changed me. And many people just keep having excuses and and I'm like, man, y'all doing Jesus? How can you do Jesus like that? I said, this is my Lord, this is my master. I can't do Jesus like that. I can't get away with that type of behavior. And I'm pressing you to come on up. Come on up. Yeah, you might not have it all together, but you can make that choice to serve Jesus. You don't have to keep going back to the rotten filth. You don't have to keep going back to that same old how it's been. Roller coaster ride, get off that ride. Jesus want to set you free from your emotions, dictating you how you going to be today. Jesus want to set you free in your mind. One, your mind way over here, way over there. Amen. All these thoughts coming into you. Jesus want to set you free in your mind. You don't have to keep living that life. There is hope in Jesus. There is hope in Christ. Amen. You can be stable in your choices that you make in life. You can be stable. Amen. You can be consistent. There is hope in Christ. It don't have to be the same. It don't have to be what it's always been. Because of Jesus. He's in you. And the choice is yours.
And that's a wrap. Thanks again for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church audio podcast. We hope you are encouraged and empowered by today's message. If God is changing your life through Restoration Church, we would love to hear your testimony. So please email us your story at amen@r4sq.org. We pray you have a great week and God bless.